Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
No, we're not in a recession. Biden administration tells U.S. voters it's a lie, even though every indicator is now showing we are in a recession. The U.S. economy is plagued by inflation. I'm reading from Reuters this morning. This just broke. All right, you ready for this? The U.S. economy is plagued by inflation. So they're saying it's inflation. And suffering from fallout from Russia's war in Ukraine. Leave it to Reuters to blame that. But it's not a recession. That's the message the White House officials are saying this morning. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, Economic Advisor Brian Deese, and Commerce Secretary Gina have all come out, spoken in recent days ahead of the data that may show that gross domestic product shrank from April to June. Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta's GDP forecast suggests a 1.6% decline. That would mark the second quarter of GDP decline in a row. While a broad rule of thumb holds that two consecutive quarters of GDP drop signal a recession, the strong U.S. job market, they claim, means that, well, this may be the rare moment when that is not enough for economists to declare the world's largest economy in recession. The White House pushback against recession talks is about more than just semantics. They're talking about recession can become a self-fulfilling prophecy as businesses and consumers concerned with tougher times are ahead, cut back on spending and investment plans. The economy is top of mind for many voters ahead of the November 8th midterm elections that will decide whether President Joe Biden's Democratic Party retains control of Congress. Quote, "We're not going to be in a recession," Biden himself told reporters on Monday. "My hope is we go from rapid growth to steady growth," which is a lie. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the Investor's Guide on gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free Investor's Guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. So, a GDP contraction would likely exacerbate fears that the United States is headed for or is in the midst of an economic pullback. I love how they changed the word pullback instead of recession over there at Reuters. Isn't that nice? And worried voters already struggling with higher grocery and gas bills may become even more concerned. White House officials believe the GDP weakness is due to one-off factors, they claim, including decline in companies restocking inventories that may not reflect broader trends. Well, if that was the case, then why is it that so many companies, including places like Walmart, who are flush with stock, are having problems with people not coming in and buying right now? You can't. My point is you can't have it both ways. You can't tell me that places like Gap and Apple and Walmart and Kohl's, who are flush with inventory, all right, that's one of the things they told their investors this week. They're just saying there's not enough buyers out there. Best Buy is not flush with stock. They're at the exact same levels they were a year ago. And even they're going to be down 12%, they're saying. So this idea that, oh, well, it's because of inventory. No, it's not. It's absolutely not the case at all. CNN trying to spin this the best way they know how. This is how they described what's happening in America. Listen.
It still hurts.
If you're Jerome Powell, if you are the Fed chair, yesterday the Fed announced they're raising interest rates, you know, 0.75 point. What do you think of this report today?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, they're going to look at every report case by case. And he did say yesterday that if there are signs of a slowdown, they might have to take their foot off the gas there of those. That's why the market rallied yesterday, by the way, because they were expecting that maybe if you see softness in growth here, that the Fed won't have to be so aggressive down the line. Who knows? I mean, these numbers have been so volatile. You know, we're all talking about a recession. I think we need to be talking about a reset. Yeah. We're coming from best growth last year since the Reagan administration. Before that, you had GDP that plunged 30-some% in the crisis. We're just trying to figure out what is the baseline here.
To a certain extent, and this is going to be hard for people to hear, this is the kind of reaction that Jerome Powell might want to see, which is things cooling off a little bit.
Absolutely, in that he certainly wants to see things cooling. He doesn't want to see things sort of ice cold, right? I mean, you want to see sort of a pulling back, a gradual pulling back, to bring a bit more balance in terms of the supply of goods and services, which right now are limited because we're still dealing with supply chain issues, and the demand for those goods and services.
Let's put up the GDP graphic
again. I love this, right? So somehow this is good news. You notice that, right? Like, this could be good news that we are, here's the code word at CNN, right? Liberal media. We're not gonna say we're in a recession. We're going to call it a cooling off period.
Because you guys, and you said this, Christine, you know what people are going to do when they...
I love this. You know what people are going to do when they hear this, right? We're just going to call it a cooling off period. That's all it is. It's like, what? And this new spending, this new $700 billion in new spending, they even spun it this way to somehow claim this is good for America. As gross domestic product drops for the second quarter in a row, fueling recession fears. They're saying that this new government spending of $700 billion may actually be a good thing. Listen.
Self into one.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. That sort of question. So what are the solutions at this? What else can be done, even as we see kind of all of the ducks moving their feet so suddenly and so quickly under the water?
Can they bring
right?
in this Manchin Schumer deal overnight? I mean, you're talking about reducing drug prices and capping your out-of-pocket prescription drug costs at $2,000 a year. That's a big deal. You're talking about tax credits for low-income and middle-income drivers for electric vehicles. That's a big deal. There are things in there that are meant to lower the cost of everyday items for people. And it looks as though, and you can talk about the politics, whether it happens or not, but it looks as though they're targeting this more directly. That's been a criticism of stimulus and investment in the economy before that was just money going out the door. This looks pretty targeted to me, to people who need relief.
And Larry Summers made that point earlier, you know, talking to John. Look, I do think that yesterday could look in the rear mirror as one of the biggest legislative days in recent American history. If you look at its impact on the economy between the CHIPS Act, about China competitiveness.
Huge technology investment.
Huge deal. Right, you know, and then on top of that, the surprise Manchin-Schumer deal that deals with lowering prescription drug prices has implications to the economy, raises revenue. So those two factors, which are political, are also countervailing forces to this number.
And let's talk about sort of the right now of it all, right? I mean, Larry Summers said earlier this morning that it's anti-inflationary. We've seen a lot of
they can spend the worst economy even to tell you it could be a good thing. CNBC reacting in a different way. Here's how they just put it. Reacting to the U.S. economy shrinking by 0.9% in the second quarter. They're not spinning it like they did at CNN. They're actually saying, oh my gosh, on the air.
That's up 5,000 from, oh my gosh. Boy, not only was I wrong, down 0.9% on first look at second quarter GDP. Down 0.9%. Okay. I know there's an organization that decides whether we're in a recession or not, but investors, they're not going to wait. Two back-to-back negative quarters. It's not good. Call it whatever you want.
Call it what you want. Oh my gosh. You hear that live on the air? This just comes out and this is their reaction. Not with CNN. Maybe it's a good thing.
That's up 5,000 for, oh my gosh. Boy, not only was I wrong, down 0.9% on first look at second quarter GDP, down 0.9%. Okay, I know there's an organization that decides whether we're in a recession or not, but investors, they're not going to wait. Two back-to-back negative quarters, it's not good. Call it whatever you want.
Call it whatever you want. In other words, it's a recession, stupid. It's the economy, stupid. So there it is from CNBC. Oh my gosh.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
It's a recession. It is a recession. There, every indicator is now saying that we are in a recession. We just don't technically know it yet. We're not headed towards one. We are actually now in it. The articles are now being written. How recessions haunted three presidents and how two others recovered. Another one, Fed hike again, more to come. Layoffs, firm and tech giants are tightening the belt because they see it coming. Facebook, first ever revenue drop. Comcast broadband growth grinds to a halt. Best Buy, latest retailer to cut outlook. And 100 wealthiest Americans lost $622 billion since November. Those are just some of the headlines that are coming out this morning because, as I said, we don't even officially realize it yet. At least the White House sure as hell doesn't. We are in a recession. Now, let's talk about the money that's been lost in this country. And I'm not feeling sorry for the 100 wealthiest Americans, but it is a hardcore indicator of where we are. And so you can understand just how much money we're talking about here. We now have data that the 100 wealthiest Americans lost $622 billion since November. Now, in the early days of the pandemic, to put it in perspective, when markets plunged and 22 million Americans lost their jobs, Congress and the Federal Reserve sprang into action to stabilize the economy at risk of buckling after trillions of dollars of COVID-19 relief, cash, and a monsoon of cheap federally sponsored loans. Households were sitting on record savings, but no group benefited more than the ultra-rich, whose companies were able to double down on that money. Now that money is disappearing, as $622 billion has disappeared since November. Now, the other thing that is concerning is what's happening with big tech firms because they're seeing the spending stopping in real time. Vox Media, for example, has just laid off 39 people amid, quote, economic uncertainty. Vox Media CEO Jim Benkoff said that the laying off 39 people is, quote, less than 2% of its total staff of more than 2,000. Why are they doing it? It's in an effort to get ahead of economic uncertainty, according to people familiar with the cuts in a memo obtained by Axios. Why it matters? Vox Media is the latest in a long string of firms now taking measures to prepare for a recession, an economic downturn. Analysts have begun cutting projections for advertising growth this year already, sending shockwaves through the media and the tech industry. The company is laying off staffers in a few key areas, including recruiting, some editorial roles, as well as sales. And the cuts are targeted towards certain parts of the company, including some departments within its lifestyle site. The company will continue to hire for critical roles, the source noted, but will reduce the pace of hiring moving forward. They say more than 24 listings still appear on their website for hiring, but they say, quote, the current economic conditions are impacting companies like ours in multiple ways. This is a direct quote from their email to their employees. With supply chain issues reducing marketing and advertising budgets across industries and economic pressure changing the way that consumers are spending. Why? Because so much money's going into people's gas tanks and just to buy food. Quote, our aim is to get ahead of greater uncertainty by making difficult but important decisions to pare back on initiatives that are lower priority or have lower staffing needs in the current climate. Now, put that in perspective and let's move over to a totally different cut that is coming. And that is from Facebook. Facebook now has the first ever revenue drop for the company. Now, part of this is self-inflicted because when they were flush with cash and rich, their fact checkers started canceling the accounts of conservatives, and conservatives stopped spending money on ad buys. I've told you about this before. Facebook's parent company, Meta Platforms, reports its first ever revenue drop. The social media giant missed Wall Street sales expectations. They did add some users, so they say, well, that's good, right? Well, Facebook's parent company posted its first decline in revenue and issued a muted outlook on digital advertising as it contends with growing competition from rival TikTok, which is owned by the Chinese government. When you use TikTok, they know everything about your life, just so you know. The company reported quarterly revenue of $28 billion, down 1% from a year earlier and slightly below the $28.9 billion that Wall Street was expecting. It marks the first time the company has posted a quarterly drop in revenue from the year earlier. Now, there's money out there they could get their hands on, but the problem is they screwed so many conservatives that many of them are refusing to advertise on the platform anymore. As you know, if you get hit with a misinformation or a partially false ad, partially false post on Facebook that the fact checkers come after, they will shut down your ad account where you're not even allowed to advertise. That's how the corrupt world of Facebook actually works. And many are saying never again. Now, let's talk about retail. So you understand the other side of this with and again, I'm just saying it. It's every indicator says we are now in a recession, even though it hasn't been declared yet. Best Buy has come out and cut its outlook, joining other retailers as inflation pressures are hurting shoppers. Best Buy Wednesday cut its forecast for the year in the second quarter, citing weaker demand as consumers are really hurting because the prices of inflation. The retailer said it expects to see same-store sales to decline around 11% for the fiscal year. 11%. The CEO emphasized that sales are higher than pre-pandemic levels and the company is in a strong position despite a more challenging economic backdrop. If you're the CEO, of course, that's what you're going to tell your investors so they don't pull your money out. The consumer electronic retailer said it now expects the same sales stores to decline by 13% for the current three-month period, which ends Saturday. That's lower than Best Buy said in May. They predicted it would be around 8% decline in the first quarter. They've now made that adjustment to 13%. They also say for the first 12-month period that ends in late January, they expect same-store sales to decline 11% compared to a drop between 3% to 6% they forecasted in May. Again, another example of what's changed just since May to now July. They are changing their outlook for the year down 3% to 6% all the way up to now 11%, maybe 12%, 13%. Best Buy said it will pause share buybacks, but will continue to pay its quarterly dividend. It also said in a news release that it will, quote, continue to actively assess further actions to manage profitability. The company did not immediately respond to requests for details about those potential steps. Now, with Wednesday's announcements, Best Buy joined a growing list of retailers that are now saying they believe we are in a recession. That would include Gap, Adidas, Kohl's, Target, and Walmart. Have all warned of lower sales or profits as consumers are feel pinched by inflation or shift spending to services such as travel and dining out rather than goods. Best Buy also said its inventory levels at the end of the second quarter will be approximately flat compared to with the year earlier period. That's a notable difference, by the way, from Walmart, Target, and Gap, which have a glut of unwanted inventory weighing on profit margins. They stocked up and people aren't buying anything compared to what they expected. So, I would expect that this week you're going to see some major reactions in the economy to this. I would also expect the White House to continue to lie to you about the economy. And the reality is, whether they want to admit it or not, it looks like every single indicator is we are in a recession.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're getting more information now that apparently the White House is concerned over inflation, and they're trying to figure out now what to do about it. That's all we know. Just they're now actually concerned about it. They've been lying, telling you it's transitory, that it's not inflation, that everything's going to be fine. They're also wanting you to believe that this new bill that I just mentioned is going to fix all those problems. It's not. It's called a Biden session, and we just got new numbers. It just came out. U.S. GDP, and this just broke, has shrunk to 0.9% in the second quarter. Goes back exactly what I said. All indicators are that we are in a recession. The U.S. contracted in the second quarter of 2022 as the economy was battered by four-decade high inflation, record high fuel prices, soaring food costs, and tighter monetary policy. The government reported Thursday that gross domestic product shrank by 0.9% in April through June period. Economists had expected the economy would grow by 0.3%, according to the Wall Street Journal. That did not happen. So it is straight up recession. This is kind of that final number that needed to come in to say, here it is. That's where we are now. Chuck Schumer, Joe Manchin, we're now being told, have struck a deal on several different issues, including Obamacare and climate change, as he has now caved to the Democrats, who are desperate to give you something short-term that looks good so you will vote for them in the midterm elections coming up. Here's what we know so far about this deal. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Joe Manchin have announced that they have struck this deal on reconciliation package that would aim to combat climate change, because that's what everybody cares about right now, apparently, Obamacare subsidies, and lower the deficit, they claim. Schumer and Manchin struck this deal on a reconciliation package, the Inflation Reduction Act, they're calling it, of 2022, that would, in their eyes, address record inflation by paying down our national debt, lowering energy costs, and lowering health care costs, they claim. The two Democrats said the bill would lower the deficit by $300 billion over 10 years, which, by the way, is like literally nothing, just so you know. Like, $300 billion would be probably the equivalent, and I'm not trying to, like, exaggerate this. I'm being as intellectually honest as I can. Would be like me telling you over the next 10 years, I'm going to send you $5. We spend $300 billion to Ukraine to fight Russia, just to put it in perspective. We spend $300 billion on pork barrel projects every day. Lowering $300 billion, which is only $30 billion a year over 10 years, is actually, and let me rephrase that, I actually think it's probably $5 over 10 years is too much. It's probably like me saying I'm going to help you with inflation right now by sending you 30 cents a year. That's what this bill does. So they claim they're saving you a bunch of money when they're, I mean, it's nothing. All right? It's nothing. And it's over 10 years. So it's not going to affect inflation at all. When they say the bill will lower deficits by $300 billion over 10 years, it's not going to lower the deficit. And if it does, it'd be over a decade from now before you saw the results. And $300 billion, if you paid it down literally today, right now, with our trillions and trillions of dollars in debt, would have no bearing on inflation, just to put it in perspective. Now, they're also going to spend, listen carefully, $369 billion on climate change programs. So they're going to spend more on climate change programs than they are over the next 10 years, paying down our deficit by only $300 billion. They also are going to extend the Affordable Care Act subsidies for 3 years. Now, the measures would also include a provision to allow Medicare to negotiate the price of drugs, which would save money for the climate change and Obama portion of the bill, they claim. Allowing Medicare to negotiate the price of drugs would reportedly save $288 billion. The legislation would also, quote, close tax loopholes on wealthy individuals and corporations. Indeed, the legislation would have a 15% minimum corporate tax that is estimated to raise $313 billion. The legislation would also raise $124 billion, they say, from enhanced tax enforcement by the IRS, so they're now going to just have a bunch more people coming and getting all your money. Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, floated increasing IRS audits to pay for the enhanced Obamacare subsidies, meaning we'll just audit more Americans automatically, we'll find more money from them, and we'll screw them that way. That was how they wanted to do this. Hire more IRS agents to audit more people randomly and then figure out ways to screw them out of more money. The enhanced Obamacare subsidies, first created under President Joe Biden Biden's $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan or his coronavirus aid bill, would expire this year. So we spent $1.9 billion on this, but then we're going to save you, they claim, to lower the deficit $300 billion over 10 years. You guys notice the math here, how bad you're getting screwed. Senate Democrats hope to bring the reconciliation package to the Senate floor this week. Since the bill uses budgetary reconciliation, it would require only 50 votes or the Democratic majority to pass the bill. It remains unclear whether Senator Sinema, a Democrat from Arizona, would support the bill. We do not have comment on her and will review the text, a spokesman for Senator Sinema said in a statement this morning. Schumer and Manchin proposal contained a provision to limit the carried interest deduction, a proposal that Sinema did not want altered during previous Build Back Better negotiations. Biden appears to grant his blessing after speaking with Manchin and Schumer earlier this afternoon. Biden on the Schumer-Manchin reconciliation deal apparently yesterday. He said, quote, I want to thank Senator Schumer and Senator Manchin. If enacted, this legislation will be historic, and I urge the Senate to move on this bill as soon as possible and for the House to follow as well. The deal may also put into another problem of this bill is the CHIPS Act. It is creating helpful incentives to produce semiconductors act, right? It's a $280 billion package that would boost domestic semiconductor chip manufacturing and high-tech research. Somehow that's in this bill. The House will vote on it today, and Senate Republicans just gave Democrats the vote to pass the bill on Wednesday. They say, so let's get it done. Has anyone actually read the bill yet? No. Now, Republicans across the spectrum have revolted at the idea of passing the CHIPS bill as part of this bill, and Democrats want to pass their climate change and Obamacare packages. In light of this deal, whether Republican members support CHIPS or not, I don't. We must all vote no. Passing CHIPS will pave the way for the radical Build Back Broke plan. The time to fight is now, is what Representative Kevin Hearn, a Republican from Oklahoma, said in reaction to this ridiculous deal. Another question that came up was a serious question. Do House Democrats need the House GOP to pass the CHIPS bill? I think so. Typically, the squad votes against corporate welfare. Bernie did that in the Senate. The House GOP should kill CHIPS now that 17 Senate GOPers got played by Schumer and Manchin on reconciliation. Again, this just tells you how bad some of the Republicans suck in Washington, D.C. in the swamp. Representative Kevin Brady, a Republican from Texas, who is the ranking member of the House Ways and Means Committee, said Senate Democrats were deceitful in announcing a reconciliation deal after getting Republicans to back the CHIPS bill. Deceitful? Well, if you guys got played, then guess what? You can stop it because no one's voted yet. Or maybe, here's an idea. Why don't you actually read the damn bill before you vote for it? What an idea. This is how lazy people are. Democrats are getting asked the questions they don't want to answer now, and the media is starting to ask these questions. House Democrats are privately saying they don't want Biden to run in 2024, saying he's killing the party. House Democrats are agreeing with most of their party voters to say President Biden should consider stepping aside and allow another nominee in 2024. Gavin Newsom is already moving forward, clearly going for the White House. Congress is preparing to recess for 6 weeks starting in August, and the lawmakers have less than 100 days before the November midterm elections. That is a new poll release Wednesday. I mentioned this yesterday. New CNN poll found that 75% of Democrats said they want someone else as the Democratic presidential nominee in 2024. Only 25% of Democratic voters say yes, they want Biden again. Now, this poll had more than 1,000 respondents, and the survey had a margin of error of 4%, meaning it's really bad for the president. Now, the same question was asked at the end of last year by NPR. 41% of Democrats believe Biden was the best Democratic candidate for the next election. Now, that is down to just 25%. When asked about the poll at the daily press briefing on Wednesday, White House press secretary responded that they are not worried about polls, saying, quote, the president has said and has been clear that he intends to run. But we are so far away from that time from, you know, even being close to us thinking about that, which is a lie. Biden is, any president's always thinking about re-election, just so you know. Just the way it is. Biden has been fending off these types of speculations over his, well, re-election prospects since his polling and the economy has spiraled downward. He is criticized by Democrats for being too old and unable to completely message and deliver wins for his party. Quote, the stress of the office and running at 82, I don't think that's realistic, said a veteran Democratic lawmaker about Biden this week on a private phone call. Those in his party who are willing to say he should run for re-election are only willing to say so anonymously. Other Democratic lawmakers say their support for Mr. Biden depends on who he's running with in 2024. Well, one Democratic lawmaker who's running for re-election was just cornered by a brilliant Washington Times reporter, Kerry Pickett, and this is what he had to say when asked about supporting the president.
Gavin Newsom is already testing the waters for 2024. What are your thoughts on that? You feel comfortable with him going up against Biden?
I mean, that's 2024, man. I'm trying to get through this week.
But do you think Biden should be running for 2024, and do you think Gavin Newsom should be already putting the putting his hat in the ring?
I mean, again, which I'm worried about today. I ain't worried about 2024 right now.
Do you think Biden should be running in 2024?
I'm not worried about 2024 right now. I'm trying to focus on...
He's the incumbent. He's the incumbent. Do you think he should be running?
He's president right now. It's 2022. It's 2 years away.
So...
It's 2022. Let's deal with 2022.
So you don't feel comfortable...
So check this out. I have my own primary. We have midterm elections.
So then you don't feel comfortable even saying that he should be running for re-election.
What I'm saying is... I have my own primary. We have midterm elections, and we have bills this week that we got to deal with. I'm not trying to think 2 years ahead.
You can't even say he's running for president.
I love this. I'm not trying to think 2 years ahead. Right? Like, I'm not trying to think 2 years ahead. Yeah. Okay. Every politician. What's the number one thing you do after you get elected? You think about your re-election, and everybody knows it. They're all thinking about it. And they're all thinking about how much he is holding them back right now. They are all thinking about how much he is holding them back from this midterm and how much he's going to weigh down candidates. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.